Knowledge and years of experience under their belts, their team offers unrivaled guidance to fulfill your property dreams. The area is experiencing a rise in listing inventory. Whether buying or selling, trust their experts to navigate the market with finesse. Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors to help you find that perfect property.
Water, water everywhere and not a drop to drink. Well, a healthy, clean, clear Kinetico purified drop of water, that is, right at your fingertips. Kinetico reverse osmosis drinking water. It is very affordable. Never haul another bottle to fill up again and never worry if the stores are out of water or waste all that plastic. Kinetico, the leader in water treatment. We are ready to serve all your water needs. 45 years as a family business to serve your family as ours. Kinetico, across from Dairy Queen, 425-4167.
There will be a Northside ball to start this second half as they lead Mountain Home 25-22. The two teams switching sides, and the Grizzlies moving right to left for these last two quarters. As we're back underway, Shepherd will give the ball over to Black on the right side. Black dribbles up to the top. Now goes over toward the left side, gives it there to Slater. He's going into the lane for the layup. Too strong, and the rebound's controlled by Podwoski. That quickly comes Mountain Home. Here is McLean going into layup. No good. May have been partially blocked, and the rebound's controlled by the Grizzlies. 3-point lead for Northside. Ball goes over to Shepherd on the right side. Up top to Thomas. Back to Shepherd. He's going to pull up at the top for the 3-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Cork. Here is McLean with it. Gives it to Podwoski for the 3 for the tie. No good. Rebound's controlled by Tate. He's going to go up for the layup. Shot was blocked. Cork comes up with the ball. And he's going to be tied up as a jump ball. It will be Mantone's ball on the possession arrow. So Mantone will inbound it with 7-11. Let's play in the third quarter as they trail 25-22. Tate with the ball on the baseline. Inbounds it as it's right to Podwoski. Tips it up and in. Tyler Podwoski, good job by him to get the perfect tip in there in the paint. And it's down to a one-point game now, 25-24, Northside up. We're a minute into the second half. Ball goes over to Flake on the left side. He'll take screens. He dribbles up to the top, gives it to Thomas, who goes in for the layup. No good, but he's fouled, and he'll head to the free throw line with 6:51. Let's play in the third. See who they give that to. It's going to be on Ryder McLean. That is his first personal foul. First team foul number one here in the third quarter. First free throw for Thomas is up. No good. Off to the left side of the rim. This is actually the first free throws of the night for Northside. Never went to the line in the first half. Thomas misses both free throws, and the rebound's chased down by Corp. The Mavs home with a chance to take the lead. It's been a while since they've had the lead. 10-8 was their last lead. Ball goes over on the left side to Gilbert. Up top to Podwoski. His pass knocked away by Slater. He's able to get the steal. Gives it to Shepherd. He goes in for the layup. Good. Derek Shepherd with 12 on the night. Back to a 3-point game. 27-24. Mantanol can cut it back to one or tie on this possession. Tate with it up top. Man-to-man for Northside. Tate gives on the left side to Gilbert. Up top to Podwoski. Over to Tate on the right. Not sure where to go with it. Now gives up top to Gilbert. 10 left on the shot clock. Ball goes over to McLean on the left. He's going to drill into the corner. Down to 5. Picks up his drill. Goes cross court. Podwoski puts up the 3 shot. It's blocked. And it will be a shot clock violation, I believe. So that is going to be Mattel's 7th turnover of the night. 5:51. Let's play in the third quarter. Northside gets ball back, leading 27-24. Shepherd into the front court. Half-court man for Mountain Home. Shepherd drills up to the top. Drills goes to the left side now, near the corner. Has ball knocked away. Shepherd was not able to save it. It goes out of bounds, and it will be Mountain Home's ball on the turnover. What do they call it? They call that Allen Mountain Home? They did. Okay. Interesting. No, it was going to be Mountain Home's ball. Okay. So it is, so that is Northside's 10th turnover of the night. About 5.5 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Mount Tom with another chance to cut to one or tie. The 27-24 north side lead. Ball goes over to Podwaski on the right side. Gives up top to Corp. Now McLean has it. Dribbles to the left elbow. Kicks out to Podwaski on the left wing. Back over to Tate. 15 left on the shot clock. Tate has it on the left side. Tate's going to throw it to McLean. He's going to pull up for the three for the tie. Good! Ryder McLean with 14 on the night. 27 on our score. We've got our third tie this evening. Less than 5 minutes left to play in the third. Shepherd into the front court. Dribbles to the right side. Takes the screen. Finds Thomas all by himself for the easy layup. Antoine Thomas with his first 2 points of the night. Here's Tate back the other way. 29-27 north side. Ball goes to McLean in the play lane. He's got the jump and he's fouled. Brian McLean with a chance to go to the line and give Mountain on the lead back. 16 on the night. Antoine Thomas picks up his second personal foul. Team foul number one against the Grizzlies here in the third quarter. So Ryder McLean going to the free throw line for the first time tonight to try to convert the old-fashioned three and give Mount Tom their first lead since 10-8. Free throw is up. Good! 17 on the night for McLean. Back comes Northside. Here's Slater with it. Gives it to Shepherd. 30-29. Bombers up right now. Ball goes up top to Flake. 4:11 left to play in the third quarter. Ball knocked away. Oh, it's going to be a kickball. Again, called against Mountain Home, and I think that was the right call. So, Northside will inbound the ball. If the shot clock was under 15, it would be reset to 15, but it's going to stay right now at 20. Here's Shepherd with taking the inbound pass. Gives it to Black. Over to Flake on the left side. Now to Slater. Down to 10 on the shot clock. Shepherd has it on the left side. Gives it to Black. Gives the Shepherd in the lane. His layup won't go. And the rebound's knocked around and controlled by McLean. He throws it out to Tate quickly. Has the ball knocked away and stolen by Northside. Back quickly comes Shepherd. He's going to go up for the one-handed slam. And Shepherd with 14 on the night. And it is Northside back on top. Tate to layup blocked, but he gets the ball back up. Puts up the reverse layup. Good! Blaine Tate with 4 on the night. And now that's our third lead change this evening. 32-31, Mount Home up. 3:18, let's play in the third. Ball goes over to Slater on the left side, to Shepherd in the corner. Has the ball knocked away by McLean, goes out of bounds. Good defense by McLean. It will be Northside's ball with 3:09, let's play in the third quarter. 18 left on the shot clock. Blake inbounds it to Shepherd. Shepherd with up top. Gives over to Slater on the left. Now Black has it near the right side. Over to Shepherd on the left. Shepherd's going to dribble to the free throw line. Finds Blake cutting into the lane for the layup. Good. Red just to beat the shot clock. Alex Blake with his first 2 points. And we have our fourth lead change this evening as Northside's up 33-32. 2:43 left to play in the third. Here is Tate back the other way with it. As on the right side, has the ball knocked. Lose the handle of the ball, and there's a scramble for it, and Corp's going to be called for the travel. So that's going to be Matt Holmes' ninth turnover of the night. 2:35, let's play in the third quarter. Looks like, no, I thought they might stop play. But to wipe up some perspiration, but nope, that's not. Doesn't look like that's going to be the case. Shepherd with it. I'm sorry, that is actually Slater with it. Now he'll give it to Shepherd on the right side. He's going to pull up with a long three-pointer. Good. Derek Shepherd with 17 on the night. And it's a two-possession lead now for Northside. 36-32 our score. 2:08, let's play in the third. Here's Gilbert with it just inside the half-court stripe. Trying to get by away from his defender and avoid a 5-second count. Gilbert's going to dribble to the corner. Pull up for the jumper. Well short. And the rebound's controlled by Shepherd. And now it looks like Northside's going to take the timeout. So we will break with 1:51 left to play in the third quarter. It is Northside leading Mountain Home 36-32. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on 99.7 The Boot.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Is your health in the hands of true experts? At Baxter Health, their nationally recognized vascular surgeons, Dr. Heath Broussard, Dr. Kent Noctegal, and Dr. Nestor Arita, are leading the way in cutting-edge vascular and endovascular surgery. Their team is dedicated to providing high-quality, compassionate care, specializing in the latest endovascular techniques to treat complex blood vessel conditions. Ask your primary care for a referral to the Baxter Health Heart and Vascular Clinic, or call 870-508-3200 to schedule your appointment. Baxter Health, compassionate care beyond measure.
Coming out of the Fort Smith Northside timeout, 1:51 left to play in the third quarter. The Grizzlies inbound the ball, leading 36-32. Real quickly, the timeout situation. The Mounts home with all three of their full timeouts left. They have 1:30-second timeout remaining. Northside has two fulls and 1:30. Here's Shepherd into the front court for the Grizzlies. Gives it to Slater, who dribbles to the left side, now gives it there to Black. Looks like Mount Tom has switched to his zone. Here is Shepherd with it. He's going to pull up for the three on the left side. Good. Shepherd with 20 points, 10 of those here in the third quarter alone. Here back quickly comes Tate. He has on the right wing. Up top to McLean. 39-32, north side up. Here is McLean dribbling to the left corner. Cross court to Gilbert near the right corner. He gets by his defenders going in for the runner. Good! Red Gilbert, with seven. So back to a two-possession game now. 39-32 with just under a minute left to play in the third quarter. Ball goes over to Slater on the right side. He'll give it to Shepherd. Over on the left, in the corner to Black. And he's called for the double dribble. Yeah, I think he's kind of kicking himself after he realized what he did there. That's Northside's 11th turnover tonight with 48.8 left to play in the third. Payton takes the inbound pass, gives it to Gilbert. Like Northside's still in the full court man. Gilbert into the front court, dribbles to the right side. Ball goes up top to Tate. About a 13-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Here is Gilbert dribbling into the lane, and he'll draw a little contact. They're going to give that one to Enoch Slater. That's his second personal foul. Team foul number two here in the third quarter. Not many fouls called in this game. Here is Antoine Thomas coming into the game for Northside, replacing Alex Blake. 31.3 left to play. Shot clock is off. Inbound. Oh, wow. Tate was trying to throw it off the back of a Grizzly, and he came back in. But tried to come back in, but his foot was still on the baseline. So that is going to be Mount Tom's 10th turnover tonight. So Northside can hold for the last shot of the period. Again, shot clock is off. 25 seconds left to play in the third as Shepherd has it just inside the half-court stripe. Looks like Mount Tom's in, a 2-3. Yep. Shepherd dribbling toward the right side. Down to 10. Now he's going to go up to the top, goes over to the left side, gives it to Black. Up top to Slater, down to four. Over to Flake on the right. He's going to try to put up the three to beat the buzzer, and he gets it. Whoa! Good shot by Alex Flake. He has eight on the night, and that makes a three-possession game going into the final quarter. Our score with 8 minutes left to play. Northside leading Mount Zone 42-34. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on 99.7 The Boot.
Uh-oh, sounds like you need some new glass. And Clear Results Glass is here to help. At Clear Results, no job is too big or too small for our guys. Rock chip or broken windshield? Not a problem. Outdated or broken business glass? Let us help. Custom glass for your home? We can do it. With Clear Results, you can trust us to get the job done. Let us get a quote started for you. Just call 321-1098 or stop by Clear Results Glass, located at 5051 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
What's going on? Rich Norcross with Mountain Valley of the Ozarks. When you're looking to stay hydrated and healthy, look no further than Mountain Valley Spring Water. Unlike cheaper, purified water, Mountain Valley Spring Water is naturally pure and packed with essential minerals, perfect for keeping you refreshed during those intense Bomber games. Stop by today, 2489 Highway 62 West in Mountain Home, or call 870-425-9565 and let us set you up for delivery. Mountain Valley of the Ozarks, stay hydrated, stay healthy, and go Bombers.
Well, it will be Northside's ball to start this final quarter as they lead Mountain Home 42-34.